Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, April 13th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this message on a rather rainy Tuesday morning, but we're thankful for our inside home office. Our ministry is intended to encourage and instruct in biblical truth, and today's message is titled, Vows That Endure. Scripture text is actually several verses. Psalm 116, verse 14, Matthew 5, verse 33, and Hebrews 13, verse 4.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord. Marriage should be honored by all.
We recently had lunch with some friends at a Panera restaurant. As we dined together, they shared the moving story of the healing that has taken place in their marriage over the last several years. I first met Mike Stillman 9 years ago, shortly after moving to Lancaster County. For the first several years, our relationship was mostly business-related, and if we did any personal talking at all, it was usually about sports. You see, Mike played on a Penn State NCAA National Championship football team back in the 80s. However, in time, Brooksine and I both began serving his companies as chaplains, and that is when we came to know Mike and Michelle as a couple and as friends. Little did I know that during the early years that I knew him, that his marriage was in serious trouble.
You've seen it many times, or perhaps you've experienced it yourself, and maybe even now. A marriage screaming for help. The fingers are pointed, the blame game is in full swing, and excuses roll off the tongue. How many couples imagine in their minds, if only he or she would do this or be like you know who, we'd have a happy marriage. Well, interestingly, the majority of couples enter into a marriage covenant so starry-eyed, convinced that nothing could ever lessen the degree of their commitment or the intensity of their love. But over time, the children come along, job responsibilities and stresses increase, financial challenges lurk, and other difficulties are thrown into the daily grind, and before one realizes it, the marriage is in trouble.
Mike and Michelle similarly found themselves in this situation. Both were raised in the church and were committed believers. They never expected to find themselves in a troubled marriage. Pardon me. Mike, who owned several businesses, candidly shared that it came very natural to him when the problems grew that he had tried managing his wife, much like he managed his businesses.
But no husband or wife likes to be managed like a business. When this strategy failed and their marriage was on the brink of falling apart, God began to speak to Mike's heart about the need to be the spiritual leader in his home and to truly understand what it means to be Christ-like. They began attending mentoring classes, and together they learned God's way of resolving relationship problems. They began applying godly principles so that they could build a dynamic relationship again and become living examples to their 6 children. Once again, they honored their marriage rather than simply enduring it.
Mike and Michelle had made solemn vows between themselves with the Lord and in the company of others who were at their wedding over 20 years ago. Pardon me, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat due to allergies.
Well, let me just take up from there. They were married 20 years ago, and we now live in a generation where so many times vows are entered into lightly and are so easily broken. But God calls us to take our vows seriously. As we search through the scriptures in preparing our message today, we're struck by just how much emphasis there is in the Word on this subject. And we selected just a few verses that deal with this matter. And I quote again, I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. That's a powerful commitment. Ultimately, our vows are made to the Lord, but they are indeed witnessed by many others. The psalmist made a solemn pledge to fulfill the vows he had made. Surely, apart from our commitment to God, our marital vows are the most serious, and we, in a Christian marriage ceremony, make these vows to God as well. Today, we call upon each listener to consider the vows that you have made, particularly in regard to your marriage and in your own heart. If you're in a troubled marriage, take the needed steps to strengthen your marriage and commitment and restore it to wholeness. Reaffirm your marital vows regularly so that your commitment is absolute and you will properly respond to whatever ordeal you face with your partner. God is honored when we do so. Let's pray together. Father, we pray for those of us who are in a marriage relationship that you would strengthen our marital bond and increase our love year by year. Help us to be quick to forgive, willing to say I'm sorry, and look not only to our own interests, but also to the interests of our partner. Help us to practice forbearance and persevere daily as we build healthy relationships with our spouses. In this world of instability with frequent divorces and broken families, may our children see us honor our vows. Amen. Now let me add a note. Due to my sensitive nature and because of the emails we receive frequently from those who've had tragic losses through divorce, I always feel the need to let you know that God loves you if you've been one of those people, and He's with you in the midst of your struggle. For many, it will remain a lifelong struggle to recover from such disappointment. But God heals the brokenhearted, and He draws them near to His heart. His love is abundant, and His provisions sufficient for whatever need you and your children might have. James instructs us to draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And I draw near to you in my spirit right now that wants to help you bear your heavy load. Another scripture passage from Psalm 91, verses 1, 2, and 4 come to mind, and I close with this. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
Amen. Well, I am still here. Pardon my attempt to suppress a cough. I deal with allergies, and we have a lot of pollen. Although the rain should be damping it down, every now and then, something I deal with. We have a couple photos of the Stillman family up on our site today. A couple photo we took a couple years ago when we met with them at the Panera restaurant. And then a photo of their entire family taken while they were on vacation 1 year. Mike and Michelle have benefited from and recommend a ministry called Life Partners Christian Ministries. And we have a link to that site today if you're interested. We also, as is our custom, have a couple songs that we feel relate to our message. Stephen Curtis Chapman's song called I Will Be Here, and then a song called I Love You Then. And this was a newer song I'm not familiar with, but it sounded really pretty. Found it as a related song to I Will Be Here. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, April 13th, 2010. Final feature we have on our site today, I put a picture up yesterday of my dog along with a large, really huge neighborhood St. Bernard appearing to whisper in Roxy's ear. And we had made a caption for that, and I had asked for suggestions, and I have a couple of suggested captions that have been submitted, and I will put those up on the site today as well, if you care to look. Again, we're at dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message for Tuesday, April 13th, 2010. God bless you, and may you indeed experience vows that endure.